This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Bandar-Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial welcome and received by Crown Prince and Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office of Brunei, Haji Al-Muhtadi Billah. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandar-Seri Begawan this evening. When he reached the hotel, the Indian community welcomed him. Brunei is an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. India and Brunei enjoy a friendly relationship, which is marked by mutual respect and understanding on bilateral and multilateral issues. The two countries are linked by history, culture and tradition, spanning a millennium. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. He said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. He said as India and Brunei celebrate 40 years of diplomatic relations, he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast for financial year 2024-25 to 7% up from an earlier projection of 6.6%. The International Financial Institution stated that the country's economic growth will remain strong over the medium term, driven by key factors such as private consumption and investment. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. The encounter took place in the border area of Dantewada and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. Security forces had received information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in this area. After this, a joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard was sent on a search operation in the area near Entry Village. During this operation, an encounter took place between security forces and the Maoists this morning near the hills of Belardila. After the encounter, bodies of 9 Maoists have been recovered from the spot. Apart from this, a self-loading rifle as well as two other rifles have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today conducted a series of surprise inspections across 27 schools in Rajasthan and Delhi to ensure the schools affiliated with the board are strictly adhering to the norms and bylaws set by it. The inspections were carried out by 27 teams. CBSE, in a statement, said the findings from these inspections will be reviewed comprehensively and appropriate actions will be taken in cases of non-compliance. Reiterating its commitment to rigorous monitoring, the board said it will continue to conduct such surprise inspections to ensure that affiliated schools uphold the quality and standards. The government of Andhra Pradesh has launched an extensive relief operation in response to the devastating floods that have affected the region for the past 3 days. Addressing the media today in Vijayawada, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu assured that the state government is fully mobilized to provide essential aid and support to the affected people. He said 6 helicopters and 30 drones have been deployed to deliver food supplies to the affected areas. He said a team of senior officers are working round the clock to ensure the transportation of food supplies in these areas. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy is visiting the flood-affected Khammam district on the second consecutive day today. He also visited families of those who lost their kin in rain-related incidents. At the Paralympics in Paris, high on momentum, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including shooting, archery and athletics on day 6 today. In para-shooting, Mona Agarwal and Avni Lekhra will participate in the final round of women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions SH1 shooting event this evening. In para-archery, archer Pooja will feature in the women's recurve event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.